The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Continue to send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujjah Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we continue the remembrance over the tragedy that befell upon the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The Imam alayhi salam was not a victim, but the Imam alayhi salam displayed courage. Yeah, and it's this courage that makes this event everlasting. Yeah, when you just look at the narrations, you know, for example, it is said in our books that when the caravan was proceeding towards Karbala, they reached a place called Banu Maqatil, and in this area, the Imam alayhi salam, while on his horse, he fell asleep, and when he woke up, the first thing he uttered was "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Yeah, that we come from Allah, we belong to Allah, and to Allah we will return. This is something we say when we encounter death. This is something we say when we encounter musibah. And immediately his son Aliyun al-Akbar rode his horse next to him. And he asks him, yeah, he says to his father that, why did you utter this statement? And the Imam alayhi salam says, my son, I dozed off for a moment, and in my dream I saw a knight approaching me on a horse. And he said, Al-Qawmu Yasiruna wal Manaya Tasra ilayhim. He says, this community moves ahead while death races towards them. Yeah? And he says, I knew that this is the journey in which we will meet our death. Now, he knew, yeah, that if he, for the sake of justice, again we have to understand this, yeah? Sometimes for the sake of truth, sometimes for the sake of justice, to fight oppression, we have to be willing to risk everything. Yeah, this is something we talked about in the last lecture we gave, when the Imam said, Hayhat min adhilla, that we will never accept humiliation. Sometimes to avoid humiliation, again, not worldly humiliation, humiliation by doing something that God does not want us to do, sometimes we have to sacrifice that which is most important to us. Yeah, go back to that lecture. It's an important point that we connect to today's lecture. And so the Imam says this, and then Ali ibn al-Akbar, he asks a very beautiful question. Yeah, he says, Ya Abati, O my father, La arakallahu sawa, that may God never preserve you with evil or surround you with evil. But he says, Alasna ala al-haq, yeah? Are we not on the truth? Yeah? And the Imam says, Bala, we're on the truth. Yeah? And then this is the jawab that Ali ibn al-Akbar gives. He says, Ya abati, idhan la yubali namutu muhiqin. He says, then, oh my father, it doesn't matter if death comes towards us. If we are standing for the truth, then this is where we will be. Yeah, these were the kind of companions the Imam had. These were the kind of family the Imam alayhi salam had. Not just the ability to recognize their father or the Imam, but also to recognize that sometimes when it comes to events of haq, we have to take that difficult path forward. And when you look at history, yes, there have been so many tragedies that have taken place, so many misfortunes. But what are the tragedies and what are the difficulties we remember? The tragedies and difficulties that we remember are those who are willingly able or willingly ready to put themselves in harm's way for a greater good, isn't it? This is why we remember the civil rights movement. Why? When the black community was willing to put themselves in jail or even worse, just to get freedom. We remember that event till today. We remember how the blacks of South Africa, when they stood up against the apartheid regime in South Africa, they were willing to go to jail, have their properties confiscated. We remember those struggles till today. It's these type of struggles we remember. The struggles when one is willing to put themselves into danger for the sake of betterment. And when the Imam did this, we have to understand that the Imam alayhi salam did not do this for himself. The Imam did this so that we can gather in majalis like this today. Yeah, that sacrifice was something that would be everlasting because of what the Imam did. So number one, why is Karbala separated or outlasted from the rest? Because of this reason. Yeah, that the Imam alayhi salam went towards this knowing that he might be in danger. But there was a greater purpose to it. When you couple this reason with the second reason, and that is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? He was not an ordinary man. Yeah? He was not a person who just wanted power. This is not, you know, sometimes when you have these discussions with the overall Muslim community, they will say what? That this is a historical event. Not for Shias. For Shias, it is not a historical event. This is a theological event. Yeah, this is an event based on our aqidah. Yeah, because the concept of wilayat and imamat is fermented within our aqidah. Hence, the man who rose was who? The wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the servant of God, the divinely appointed man of God, leader of God, is put to these types of difficulties, how can it not break the heart of those who are the wali of Ali? And so when you couple these two reasons together, I think again it's important for us to understand why this azadari continues till today. Why these majalis continue till today. So when you put these reasons together, we understand why we give this hayat. Yeah? Why we give this life. And we understand as well why we mourn. Yeah? Why we shed tears. When you look at the concept of shedding tears, right, for this tragedy, subhanAllah, the number of traditions mentioned about the importance of shedding tears are many, yeah, are too many to even mention. There are books written on this subject. I just want to quote a couple to understand why we shed tears. And then we'll talk about the purpose of these tears. This two hadith come from our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wasalam, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says, وَمَنْ ذُكِرَ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِنْدَهُ, that one in whose presence Aba Abdullah is mentioned. Yeah? That his dhikr is done, his remembrance is done. فَخَرَجَ مِنْ عَيْنَيْهِ مِنَ الدُّمُوعِ مِقْدَارُ جَنَاحِ ذُبَابٍ, that then a tear comes out from his eye or her eye, the size of the wing of a fly. Yeah, a small tear just develops on the side of the eye. كَانَ ثَوَابُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَمْ يَرْضَ بِدُونِ الْجَنَّةِ. Yeah? The thawab, the reward of that tear is with Allah, and Allah would not be satisfied with rewarding less than Jannah, the hadith says, right? Now obviously, we're not silly to say that one tear, Jannah wajib, I can do haram. No, that's never the philosophy, that's never the idea, right? Like the idea is that these tears reform my life. Yeah? These tears awaken my heart. These tears make me realize the importance of what I'm striving for. And so they're not empty tears that the Imam is talking about. They are talking about powerful tears. Yeah, tears that have the effect to change one's destiny. But if they do, man, these tears are powerful. Right? These tears that we shed cannot be taken lightly and should not be taken lightly. And again, this is something that has to be developed, right? This is something we try to teach our children, the importance of these tears. We can't make a kid cry. There was a time when, you know, parents used to pinch their kids during masaib so that their kids would cry. You know, that's not where we're trying to get to in life, you know what I mean? But if we show them the value, like we described in the first half of this lecture, why these azah is done, because Hussein alayhi salam is that role model for us based on standing for haq and the fact that he was the wali of God, the more we understand wilaya, I swear to you, tears will generate automatically For how can they not if you understand the maqam of Aba Abdullah?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.